This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, I shared my experience of biblical worship, which was somewhat similar to what Paul experienced as he was writing Romans chapter 11. Now I would like to consider the content of his worship that so deeply stirred my mind and heart. Beginning in verse 33 of Romans 11, Paul declares, "Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and knowledge of God! The knowledge of God is infinite. There is nothing he doesn't know. He will never learn anything new. New, old, future, past, all are fully known in the present with God. Nothing surprises him. Wisdom is the application of knowledge to the practical ongoing reality of life. Though God's wisdom has always been infinite, it is also true that his knowledge has been applied to the practical ongoing reality throughout eternity. He doesn't need to experience anything new to sharpen or enhance his wisdom. The riches of such wisdom and knowledge are infinite." Paul speaks of the depths of the riches, but think of it for a moment. When I use the word depth, there is a bottom to it. I can say very deep or very, very deep, but my description always has a finite bottom. When referring to the depth of God's riches of wisdom and knowledge, there is no bottom. It is infinitely deep. Rather than trying to comprehend this, why not humbly bow before God and say no more? I know that worship is defined by some as ascribing worth to what is true about God, but if the ultimate truth of God is inscrutable, would it not be best to allow yourself to be awestruck into silence before Him? Be still and know that I am God, the psalmist declared.